Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Referred to KER Politics, we're going to do a little bit of a change in our format. It's not really a huge change, but we want you to be aware that we're going to be getting our news from, I guess what I would call, alternative sources. Jimmy's going to talk a little bit about those. I'm concentrating on Citizens Free Press, which I think is an excellent website. And Jimmy's got about probably a half a dozen or so websites that he goes through every single day. Jimmy, what are the four topics that you would like to let the audience know that we're going to be discussing today in our four segments?
Well, I think, Al, it's really important that that certain items that don't get a lot of attention in the mainstream media get attention somewhere. And by talking about them, we actually hopefully will spread the word and get more discussion out there.
Yeah.
And the topics today, I think, are the ones that we want to approach. The first one is really about the CDC doing tracking on personal mobile phones, and then what's happening with vaccines and what happened in Germany. The second one is really more information that's beginning to show up in the mainstream press, but what's happened with the Hunter Biden and the Biden family and China connections and how significant those are and what the Department of Justice has failed to do.
Let me just interrupt you for one segment. I don't think anybody realizes, in my environment, for example, nobody is really aware of the magnitude of the payoffs that the Biden family in total are getting from China.
No, I agree. And we'll discuss that in segment two and get into some detail with some real clear investigations, Paul Sperry's articles, and a lot of information that's beginning to come out from the Oversight Committee with Comer's Republican-led House committee.
Yep.
And then, of course, I think we need to really discuss some of the potential long-term problems with debt and information in the third segment with banking and what's going on with Janet Yellen, the Fed, and, of course, the potential collapse of the entire Western world's banking system.
Real possibility, you folks out there. Think about that. Think about that. Jim's got some excellent research, as do I, but the collapse... The magnitude of the collapse that's occurred so far is incredibly important to the future of our country.
Yeah, and then the last segment, let's just go ahead and wrap it up with kind of the politics. You know, what's going on behind the scenes in both the Republican, you know, the burgeoning Republican primary, and then what's happening with the behind the scenes with, you know, Kamala and Biden, maybe some more discussion for our listeners to chew on a little bit. So I think really let's start off though with what's happening with the CDC and some of this information that's being reported by the Epoch Times and by Not the Bee, a couple other sources talking about what the CDC has done to access Americans' personal cell phone information.
Yeah, I want to say one thing. It's really incredible the negative effects of an awful lot of the immunizations, etc., etc. People aren't really totally aware of just how bad some of it is. Let's talk about that, Jim.
Yeah. So, well, and I think where we're starting from, the starting point here is, all right, we had this lockdown, this kind of CDC, NIH, National Institute organized and coordinated effort to lock down 2 weeks to slow the spread, if we remember back in March. We're right now approaching the three-year mark of those edicts. President Trump was president at the time. He was listening to experts that he thought he could trust.
Yep.
It turns out that he could not trust them. It turns out that the American people cannot trust them. And what we've seen is a constant effort not only to downplay bad negative information about the decisions that were made at that time, but also we're understanding now how strong the efforts were by the government in order to silence people. And one of these key things that has just come out through documents that have been released or that have, you know, through Freedom of Information Act releases, the Epoch Times is reporting that the CDC paid $420,000 to a company, to one company, and $208,000 to another company to gain access location data for a minimum of 55 million American cell phone users.
Yep.
Those are purchase orders that they made. So we know this is factual. They did it. And it, the reason why they did it was in order to track Americans and if they followed the stay-at-home orders, what they were doing with closures, when places were reopening, and then communicating with public health officials in different states and localities in order to for mask mandates and other research areas.
Yeah.
This information is, in my view, incredibly Orwellian and absolutely unacceptable to a free society when the government is trying to track you down in order to shape and engineer your social behavior based on orders that it turned out to be somewhat problematic, if not absolutely wrong.
When you call it an Orwellian society, referring to his classic book, 1984, I have to say I could not agree with you more on that. I would like to know what our radio listeners think. You guys, just give us an opinion so we know in which direction to take this program to make it effective, to make it important to you guys. Just go to www.kereport.com and let Jim and I know what you think.
Yeah, so it's amazing they were monitoring things like stay-at-home lockdown orders,
yep.
who needed to stay, social distancing, mask mandates, social inequalities. These are some of the things that they have justified this for. Forcing business closures, school closures, vaccine campaigns. That's why they were using this data. This is what they're admitting to. They also looked at people's travel perks, you know, who traveled on their, you know, during that period, those time periods with,
yep.
With points they earned on their credit card, how they traveled, would they fly? Did they drive or did they, you know, take other public transportation? And then looking at migration of people from maybe the lockdown states to the free states, the ones that were not enforcing the same issues. So this is a very comprehensive and thorough analysis of American population in order to justify or to evaluate the success or failure of their programs, but ultimately gives them tremendous power over time to take away individual choice and rights under circumstances that they deem, that the CDC or that the government deems as a crisis. And of course, as we know, much of the information about the level of threat and the damage that was in America was basically badly portrayed. And we also know that maybe a lot of the processes and the things that the CDC had used failed. And of course, we know that with the Cochrane study on the mask mandates, that they in fact did nothing. And that was absolutely the gold standard on doing a review of masking. We know that the vaccination process, in fact, did not, that has actually not stopped the spread. We know that the lockdowns did not stop the spread. And we know that the push towards the jab, making people force vaccinations,
right,
actually undermine efforts for other alternative treatments like ivermectin or, you know, it really changed the emphasis in order to force people to take vaccines at the best interest of pharmaceutical companies and at the damage to a good percentage of people. Even the German health minister, I know we've only got a few seconds left here,
that's
but the
okay.
German health minister has come out and said
about 30.
That there's more damage from the vaccines than anticipated. 1 in 10,000, others say maybe 1 in 1,000.
Right. It's a very big problem. What Jim and I would really like to know is we'd like to know what you as a group, you folks who listen to the show on the radio stations, just give us a buzz, give us a real quick comment, www.kereport.com. Let us know.